So welcome to this edition of the Michigan Monday Vehicle City Sound. I am your host, C. Willie, joined by the lovely and talented.
Quarter Pete, guess what we have on this week? It's St. Pauli Street. Woohoo!
We've been looking forward to this one. Adam Harahook, who is a good friend of the show, has been very, very supportive of us. And we've gone on his show and stolen his talent. He's come on our show and stolen our talent. So that's just kind of how it goes in this industry.
Back to Adam.
Adam, great to see you here, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And we've got Rory is with us as well from the band. Rory, welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And Adam, when we spoke about this initially, we're kind of setting this up. This is really kind of a special, and for what you do with your show and what we do with our show, this is a little bit of a unique situation in that we've got a show you're going to be doing at the end of this week. This show's dropping on the 10th of August, and I believe on the 14th, this Friday, it's kind of the swan song for St. Pauli Street. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it's Thursday, August 13th. We're going to be at the Summer Concert Series in Lapeer, right next to the Pix Theater. They've got a nice little pocket park there. We are putting St. Pauli Street to bed. So, I mean, we formed in 99. Rory joined us in 09. And we kind of dissolved in 2013. And we were kind of like, Kevin said, let's get the band back together because I got married and I'm moving to Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just Canada. British Columbia, Canada. He's going way on the other side. Oh, yeah. He married Amina, a wonderful woman. Kevin couldn't be here today. He had some issues going on. So unfortunately, he sends his love. And Greg, I think he's communing with nature right now. He might be somewhere. Right. Well, we got Rory here.
Yeah, you know those drummers.
So the band has evolved. never tell. And Rory, what's your role with the band?
I hopped in. I'd known Adam through a mutual friend, and I joked with him and said, hey, if you ever need a tambourine player, I'm your guy. And it just so happened, life happened with the bass player that they had at the time, who's a great guy, had to leave with work circumstances. And Adam had asked if I'd thought of playing bass guitar. And it wasn't normally what I was used to, but I gave it a try and it was a good fit. I had seen him play around in the bar circuit several times, and we rehearsed one of their songs, and I came in with the harmonies, and I think it was a good fit, and I think Adam agreed right away.
Oh, absolutely, because we needed a bass player, and Rory wasn't a bass player. He was the front man in a band called Night Strike up in the UP. He was a front man. He is the main guy, and here I am. Hey, I know you're like Gordie Howe, but do you want to play goal? And I called him from my kitchen. I'm like, I'd rather have a slow maybe than a no. Just think about it. That's cool. Let's do this. And it's a lot of fun. Rory brought in a level of professionalism and a showmanship to the band because the girls like Rory.
Isn't that why you play in a band in the first place, Adam?
No, it's for the art. It's for
I think we tell ourselves it's for the music.
Yeah. So it's. I'm sure this is going to be a bittersweet performance for you all. Been a lot of feels going around towards this this date on Thursday the 13th?
We're ignoring it. We haven't. We got together for a rehearsal. We got another one coming up. We're playing some songs that we haven't played off of our albums that we haven't played in close to 20 years. But yeah, we're kind of ignoring the whole fact. But I'm pretty sure once we play the last show with each other, because we're doing a series of shows. We're doing the Pocket Park, the Summer Concert Series. Then on Friday, the 21st, Rory, correct me if I'm wrong. We're going to be at Lapeer Day. We're going to be at Lapeer Day, 7:30 on the East Stage, opening for a Poison Tribute Act. And later on in October, we'll be playing one last show before Kevin shoves off to British Columbia, the Great White North.
Super, super. So this isn't the actual last. You've got a couple more to think about this and reflect and have the manager come to you and say, no, you can't do this, guys. You got to stay together.
So we could just be like Kiss and have our farewell like 40 years long.
There you go.
There you go.
Or just Rory, Greg, and I go on as a St. Pauli Street tribute act. We'll be 8 Pauli Street.
I like that. I like that a lot. So the first one that we've got queued up is Coming Down. Give us a little bit of the backstory on this song.
Well, I wrote that pretty much right from the beginning of St. Pauli. It was like the first song that I had brought in. Kevin just really shows off his vocals to it. Greg has a nice little drum solo in the back there. Cam, who was our original bass player, really laid down the bass. The subject matter at the time was just kind of okay, but now it's a little bit more touchy because it's about somebody kind of flipping out and going postal, as we used to call it in the 90s. Now it takes on a whole new realm. We recorded this April 18th, 1999 in Ann Arbor at a studio that Kevin was working. We demoed it. We got it all ready to go, and we were going to release it like that week, but then 2 days later, Columbine happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're like, we cannot release this right before Columbine, because last thing we'd want people to do is thinking that we're trying to make money off this huge tragedy.
Right.
Right.
Now, was that ever a stigma of the song after it was finally released?
No, nobody's ever really called us on it until now after I brought it up. But
now that you brought it up, yeah.
Now that we brought it up.
But, knowing that and knowing what was going on at the time, I think it makes it an even more interesting song. Let's give this one a listen. This is Coming Down from St. Pauli Street.
It's been coming down. Just not there. It's been coming down.
right. Coming down St. Pauli Street. Great, great tune. And knowing that that's kind of stood the test of time for you, is that one that's going to be out in these last couple of shows that you're going to be playing?
Maybe.
No,
it definitely is. And you got to hear Rory's harmonies with it. He brings everything for St. Pauli Street. He brings a whole new element to the band. When we first got back together, because we broke up in 2013, because everything, we were like every episode of VH1's Behind the Music. I mean, there was substance abuse problems, there was health problems. Kevin, Greg, and I, all our divorces were finalized within like 3 weeks of each other. The band was just in a bad spot. And then we got back together, but we got back together with the original bass player, Cam, who will figure into this later on. But so I contacted Rory, and I'm like, it was like that conversation in my kitchen years ago. I'm like, Rory, what do you think? I expected him to say, you didn't ask me the first time, to hell with you.
Oh, it was funny when we saw you play last year. I got asked, well, are you jealous? Are you mad? And I was like, no, this is the original four members. How can I, you know, be jealous at that? Would I want to be up there? Yeah, absolutely. I'd want to be up there. So, you know, when Adam got in touch with me about these upcoming shows, I couldn't have been more ecstatic. It's, you know, been a great ride, and love playing with these guys sometimes more than my original band. You know, we're just a good family. It's a good fit.
Oh. It is. And a lot of people are like, is Cam going to be involved? I'm like, it's kind of like Star Wars Episode 7. It's like, Cam will show up like towards the end. He's going to be like our Luke Skywalker. But it was like, during the summer, he works hard. He plays even harder. So he's on the boat. He's camping. He's doing all this stuff. So we got a hold of Rory. And we've been dying to hook up with Rory again. Absolutely.
Because I have no life and I'm available.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting few weeks here, and the things that are going to be going on. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Adam and Roy, I'd like to talk about what are some of the future plans you may have. Are there additional projects that might be on the horizon here? So we will be right back after this message with the guys from St. Pauli Street.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, and we've got a little bit of an unusual situation in that we're talking about the swan song for St. Pauli Street. We're with Adam and Rory from the band and talking about a few of the shows that are going to be the end of the band. And I'm just curious, are there other projects that you and the guys from the band are going to go off and do now in the future? Has that been thought through? Is it something that's a pipe dream? What's happening with the guys after this?
Well, I would never put anything out of the idea. Nothing's off limits. Just with Kevin, he's going to be going off and living in Canada, and he may come back for extended visits. He has a son that still lives here. But I don't know. I mean, Greg and I, about last year, 2 years ago, we were talking about maybe putting something together, but I gotta have time to do it with my show and work and my son. I would almost have to get into a ready-made band to make it work. So, I mean, if at some point Rory, Greg, and I decide to find a guitar player or another bass player and go off, it'd be fine, but it would take some time.
Yeah, no question. Rory, how about on your end? Are there plans that you've got?
I just keep plugging along and hoping for an opportunity to play with guys like Adam and Greg and Kevin. I travel down to Nashville fairly often, usually once or twice a year, and take in a little of the country vibe lately over the last several years. But, you know, I'm still active with my original band in the UP. We just played a festival up by Lake Superior 2 weeks ago. So that's something we try to do every year. But currently just trying to write a song for my fiance and see how that goes over for our wedding in November. But our drummer in Night Strike had said, oh, dude, you got to cut that. So just maybe some original stuff.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Some original stuff that I
terrific.
Haven't been able to get to over the last few years with life, just how it happens, you know?
Rory is a fantastic writer. One of the biggest regrets we've ever had is we never got Rory on a St. Pauli Street record.
I think this kind of speaks to what you, Adam, and what we at Vehicle City Sound try to do, and that is really the promotion of this Michigan scene.
Yeah.
You know, Roy, you're talking about your original band and what you guys do, but you can still fit in just fine and do the good things that you're doing with St. Pauli Street. And Adam, this is what we do. There is such a strong music community in this state, and in particular here on the east side of the state. Folks are interchangeable. There are a lot of bands that you see similar or the same guys playing
in this
with
one.
Another band.
Yes.
You know, that's especially one of the things that's really been enjoyable about the whole eastern half of the lower peninsula, you know, the southeast Michigan thing and up into the thumb, was growing up where I grew up, it always seemed like it was a competition until Adam and the guys asked me to be part of St. Pauli Street, and we'd play, you know, the Whaley Benefit over at Jester's, you know, whatever we're doing, playing in Davison at a few places. It was really a camaraderie, you know, between all the musicians. And I was like, this is what it's supposed to be like. You know, it's if somebody breaks a guitar string and they don't have an extra, somebody gives them a guitar type of thing. Or, you know, if somebody can't make it on time, somebody sits in and fills in for a song or two. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to experience it with St. Pauli Street.
Well, and I think, Adam, you'll back me on this. I think that's something that's kind of unique to this geographic area of the state. Quarter Peep comes to us from the west side, and I know I spent some time over there, and I think it is a little more of a competition there than it is the camaraderie. And you look at, in particular, the Detroit area, and in particular here, the Flint area, I think it is very, very supportive. Folks are out to see each other where they're playing. And like you say, Rory, if somebody needs to fill in, they'll fill in for a couple of songs. If somebody needs an instrument, it's there. You need to sit down on the kit. You've got it. I think it's one of the aspects that makes the music we hear on this side that much better.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Don't agree
with
you.
We've got another one queued up here that we're really enjoying too, and this is Sapphire. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yes. Kevin brought this in as a demo. I think it was just a guitar riff at one point. I'm like, what is that? And then he played the demo that he had for us. He wasn't even, I don't even think he was wanting to bring into the band. It was just something he had been tootling with. I'm like, I love this track. We have to play this. And it was only song that we've ever done an actual music video for. Rory, Greg, Kevin, and I, we played at the legendary Hitchin Post in Lapeer.
Yes.
And it was Halloween. That's why we're all dressed all weird. But we had a nice show. Rory, we played that song like two or three times, didn't we, that night?
Yeah, we played it toward the beginning third, and then middle, and then the final third. So we got people not having too much to drink and people feeling good and people probably being overserved, which is, you know, it's a great dose for rock and roll.
Yes, sir. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Well, this we're going to have to check out this video as well. But folks, enjoy this song. This is St. Pauli Street and Sapphire. Sapphire from St. Pauli Street. I got to tell you guys, this is a band that's going to be missed. I know you've got quite a solid following, but it's good music. It's just good music.
The Streetwalkers.
The Streetwalkers, yeah. That's our Kiss has the Kiss Army. There's Deadheads, and then we have the St. Pauli Streetwalkers.
I love it.
Yeah, they've always been around. I mean, even when I would try to play in other bands. I mean, Rory, Greg, and I formed a band after St. Pauli because going on without Kevin, because Kevin had to leave because to take care of his mom back in 2013, we went off on a band, and it was just everybody be like, well, that's great, but are you going to do any St. Pauli Street tunes? You know, it's kind of like, all right. So there's a lot of buzz. A lot of people are excited. We're going to have a lot of fun on the August 13th.
Remind us of this, because you said there are 3 dates left. We've got the 13th and the 21st, and then again in October, did you say?
October 2nd. It's on a Saturday, October 2nd or 3rd or something like that. We're going to be over at the Hitchin Post. We're going to be doing, it looks like we're going to be doing 2 sets, and we're going to find an opener. We haven't found the opener yet, but so there's 3 opportunities to say goodbye. You can come to 1 or all 3 of them. Why not?
There you go. Now, if someone says, hey, I love their music and I want to keep listening to it, where can they find you?
Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby, and YouTube. If you just want to stream it. All the money, because the band had been dormant for so long, we decided that any money that we make from St. Pauli Street material goes to the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. All the more reason, folks, to give them a listen.
Yes.
And we have one last one queued up, Adam. This is called Suicide. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Kevin wrote this one almost instantly after Lane Staley died. It is suicide in the truest form, like the situation of Kurt Cobain. And there's also suicide of, you know, drugs and alcohol, substance abuse, where, you know, your talent, you've been given something and you end up killing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wasting away your talent. It's kind of a sad one to do. I mean, a lot of people throw their arms up in the air when they hear it, but it's not the happiest of tunes.
Yeah, well, particularly when you think about, when you think about what you just stated and what a sad situation that you're wasting that kind of talent. But there are a lot of folks that just can't take it.
No. Yeah. No, it's the old rock star lifestyle. I mean, we mentioned Lane Staley and Kurt Cobain, both regular suicide and through substance abuse. But I mean, it goes all up and down the musical genre world. People who Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, John Bonham,
Chris Cornell,
Chris Cornell. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No right question. In Detroit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No kidding, right? Thanks, Chris. We needed that.
Yeah. Well, let's give this a listen.
Big enough.
Yep. And understanding where this is coming from, this is St. Pauli Street and Suicide.
I'm
St. Pauli Street Suicide, almost a song about lessons. You know, it's just a exactly. great tune now, there and one that we can take something away from.
I know you're putting together a fantastic, well-run show, much better than my sloppy sessions that we've got going on here. So I know this is a little unorthodox, but I do have Kevin.
Hey! Kevin!
How are you, boss?
Doing well.
Good to see you, sir.
That's
we're sorry we had the technical challenges here that we couldn't get you into the whole thing.
Yeah, my iPad would not allow me to connect at all, and even when I tried to install the app, still would not let me budge. So I don't.
Oh know. No! Well, we're sorry about that, but that just means we're going to have to get out there and see you at one of these shows coming up here soon.
Sounds good. Sounds really good.
And I love the hair. I'm digging the hair. Can I have your hair?
Yeah. It grows like wildflowers.
That's usually what the women notice.
Well, and congratulations on the move and everything else that's happening with that, Kevin. We're happy for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for inviting us to this interview. This is cool.
Absolutely. We're going to look forward to seeing you here in person one of these three remaining dates.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Look forward to seeing you.
Terrific. Well, at least we got him there for a little bit. People know he's real. So we've got three remaining again. I want to reiterate this one more time, August 13th and 21st. And then that last show, and I had to verify this on my own calendar, Adam, that's October 3rd is that 3rd. Saturday. And yep. You said that's at the Hitchin Post?
Yeah, it's at the Hitchin Post. I think we're going to hire one of our friend bands just to kind of play a set. And then it's going to be like the old days, because at the Hitchin Post, Rory, I and Greg and Kevin, we played there probably at least 250 times, because they used to book us by the month.
Mm-hmm.
So we play Friday and Saturday for an entire month. So we could not end this without, we wanted to do it at the Hitchin Post. It was just like, there was no question of where we were going to have our last show, and it was at the Hitchin Post. But I mean, we have opportunities to play in downtown Lapeer, and we love Lapeer. It's my hometown. They've accepted Rory as kind of like their son as well. So I mean, we're looking forward to it. And as we alluded to, it is going to be bittersweet, and there might be a tear shed or two.
There may be. I have a feeling there might be a shot or two that goes down during that show too.
I'm the only one that drinks anymore. All the rest of the band went sober on me.
Well, listen, guys, we really appreciate you joining us tonight. It's been an honor to be able to tell the story and get everybody else back out there. All right, Adam, we appreciate it, buddy. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
But before we do that, if you're a fan like we are of Adam and you want to know more about Adam and his show, he does have a show called Sessions. Do you want to do a shout out real quick and tell people where to find you and what your show's about?
Sure. Sessions is a show that spotlights Michigan made music. Because I mean, if you say Nashville, you think country. If you hear Kansas City or Chicago, you think blues. When you think Michigan music, it's everything. You guys know that. I'm heard 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., and then Sundays, 9 to midnight on the film's greatest hits, 97.7 WTGV.
All right. Hey. We appreciate everything Adam's doing. We appreciate his support of our show as well. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, come back on the show.
Yes, we will definitely do so.
Yes.
Quarter Peep, who do we have up next?
Oh, yeah. Love Planet. You guys are going to love this one.
We're looking forward to that very much. That's a wrap on tonight's show. Thank you so much, Adam and Rory, who disappeared on us there, and Kevin, who joined us via cell phone.
It was the best hair I've ever seen.
great guys from St. Pauli Street. We're looking forward to seeing these last remaining shows. For all of you that are out there and have other bands that you'd like us to be talking to, please don't hesitate to drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where Quarter Peep and I are going to be out there causing trouble, our schedule is at the website, and that's vehiclecitysound.com. Thank you again to Adam and the fellows from St. Pauli Street for joining us tonight. And hey, everybody, be good. Yes.